A strange enough ending. The way it ended with Gertrude Stein was strange enough. We had become very good friends, and I had done a number of practical things for her, such as getting her long book started as a serial with Ford and helping type the manuscript, and reading her proof, and we were getting to be better friends than I could ever wish to be. There is not much future in men being friends with great women, although it can be pleasant enough before it gets better or worse, and there is usually even less future with truly ambitious women writers. One time, when I gave the excuse for not having stopped in at 27 Rue de Fleurs for some time that I did not know whether Miss Stein would be at home, she said, "But Hemingway, you have the run of the place. Don't you know that? I mean it truly. Come in any time and the maidservant, she used her name but I have forgotten it, will look after you and you must make yourself at home until I come." I did not abuse this, but sometimes I would stop in and the maidservant would give me a drink and I would look at the pictures and if Miss Stein did not turn up, I would thank the maidservant and leave a message and go away. Miss Stein and a companion were getting ready to go south to Miss Stein's car, and on this day Miss Stein had asked me to come by in the forenoon to say goodbye. She had asked us to come and visit, Hadley and I staying at the hotel. But Hadley and I had other plans and other places where we wanted to go. Naturally, you say nothing about this, but you can still hope to go, and then it is impossible. I knew a little about the system of not visiting people. I had to learn it. Much later, Picasso told me that he always promised the rich to come when they asked him because it made them so happy, and then something would happen and he would be unable to appear. But that had nothing to do with Miss Stein, and he said it about other people. It was a lovely spring day, and I walked down from the Place de l'Observatoire through the Little Luxembourg. The horse chestnut trees were in blossom, and there were many children playing on the graveled walks with their nurses sitting on the benches, and I saw wood pigeons in the trees and heard others that I could not see. The maidservant opened the door before I rang, and I told me to come in and to wait. Miss Stein would be down at any moment. It was before noon, but the maidservant poured me a glass of eau de vie, put it in my hand, and winked happily. The colorless alcohol felt good on my tongue, and it was still in my mouth when I heard someone speaking to Miss Stein, as I had never heard one person speak to another. Never. Anywhere. Ever. Then Miss Stein's voice came pleading and begging, saying, "Don't, pussy, don't, please don't. I'll do anything, pussy, but please don't do it. Please don't, pussy." I swallowed the drink and put the glass down on the table and started for the door. The maidservant shook her finger at me and whispered, "Don't go. She'll be right down." "I have to go," I said, and tried not to hear any more as I left, but it was still going on, and the only way I could not hear it was to be gone. It was bad to hear, and the answers were worse. In the courtyard, I said to the maidservant, "Please say I came to the courtyard and met you, that I could not wait because a friend is sick. Say bon voyage for me. I will write."
"C'est entendu, monsieur.
What a shame you cannot wait." "Yes," I said. "What a shame." That was the way it finished for me, stupidly enough. Although I still did the small jobs, made the necessary appearances, brought people that were asked for, and waited dismissal, with most of the other men friends with that epoch came and the new friends moved in. It was sad to see new worthless pictures hung with the great pictures, but it made no difference anymore. Not to me, it didn't. She quarreled with nearly all of us that were fond of her except Juan Gris, and she couldn't quarrel with him because he was dead. I am not sure that he would have cared because he was past caring, and it showed in his paintings. Finally, she even quarreled with the new friends, but none of us followed it anymore. She got to look like a Roman emperor, and that was fine if you liked your women to look like Roman emperors, but Picasso had painted her, and I could remember her when she looked like a woman from Friuli. In the end, everyone, or not quite everyone, made friends again in order not to be stuffy or righteous. I did too. But I could never make friends again, truly, neither in my heart nor in my head. When you cannot make friends any more in your head is the worst, but it was more complicated than that.